Well, the devil's not going to like our next story. It's about an experiment designed to do some good. It happened in Sri Lanka recently, part of a campaign there against dengue fever. That's an illness spread by mosquitoes, like malaria. And on the last day of the campaign, a local newspaper printed both its morning and evening editions with a special ink. It was infused with the natural insect repellent citronella. Morning and evening tend to be exactly the times of day when mosquitoes like to come out and bite. So the idea was, read the paper, keep the bugs away, stay healthy. Cool idea. Of course, it only happened once, and the only measurable outcome was that sales of the paper went up 30% that day. But it did get us wondering whether low-tech and low-cost efforts like that might really have something to offer in the fight against mosquito-borne diseases. So we asked Chris Plow, who studies malaria at the University of Maryland, for his take on the newspaper experiment.
I wouldn't be surprised if it can reduce your exposure to mosquitoes during the time that you're holding the newspaper, but I think unless you kind of stuffed your pockets with these citronella papers, it might not last very long. You might have to wrap yourself up in the newspaper to have it be very effective. Perhaps it's most effective as a way to educate people about these diseases.
You know, we hear about these really expensive, invasive approaches, you know, vaccination campaigns, eradication campaigns, you know, pesticides. Are there, though, cheap, low-tech approaches like this newspaper idea that have an impact?
Dipping bed net in insecticide is actually very similar in principle and technically to having a newspaper dipped in a mosquito repellent. And we do know from studies that have been done that insecticide-treated bed nets in certain parts of the world can reduce overall childhood deaths by as much as 30%. And likewise, a vaccine may be very expensive to develop, but if you do a cost-benefit analysis, vaccines are one of the most high-impact and most cost-effective public health interventions that we've ever had.
You've mentioned bed nets. I know they've had a lot of success in parts of Africa. Do they work in other parts of the world?
That's a good question. Mosquitoes don't all behave the same. So generally speaking, the most important mosquitoes that transmit malaria in Africa tend to bite inside of homes and to bite during the evening time. And so bed nets can be very effective there. In other parts of the world, so for example, in Southeast Asia, some of the more important mosquitoes don't tend to bite inside homes. They bite out in the forest. And so it's the men, younger men who are out working as gem miners or harvesting timber and so forth who are at the greatest risk of malaria. For people like that, you may have to think of something else like an insecticide impregnated hammock or even clothing, wristbands, things like that.
Chris, my last question is what are you most excited about that you're working on?
I'm most excited about a malaria vaccine that we have been part of a large consortium who have been working on. And we and others showed that this vaccine had 100% protective efficacy in a small clinical trial that was done last year, where people were immunized with this weakened parasite and then challenged here in Maryland by mosquitoes infected with the same parasite strain. So that was very exciting that we were able to protect people against this experimental challenge. And the next step that we would be very keen to see the results of, hopefully soon, is whether this vaccine can also prevent malaria caused by the many different genetically diverse strains of malaria out in nature. So in other words, taking this out into the field and then doing trials in Africa.
Chris Plow is a researcher at the University of Maryland. He's working on vaccines for malaria. Thanks, Chris.
Oh, you're very welcome.